Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD brain whisperer. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I know, you're thinking, Laura, spiritual, doesn't that involve incense and crystals? And hey, if that's your jam, go for it. But trust me, this ain't about chanting or finding your inner guru. We're talking about finding peace within the beautiful chaos of our ADHD minds. And today's topic is all about understanding and acceptance to things that can feel like kryptonite to us scattered superstars. Ever feel like you're constantly fighting against who you are? Like there's a checklist of normal behaviors you just can't seem to tick off? Well, let me tell you, friend, that's exactly what we're tackling today. We're ditching the pressure of conformity and diving into a world where our unique wiring is celebrated, not stigmatized. Here are 5 key takeaways to get us started. First, understand that ADHD isn't just about being forgetful or distracted. It's a neurodevelopmental difference that shapes how your brain processes information, regulates emotions, and interacts with the world. Think of it like having a supercharged engine. It runs differently, but it can be powerful and beautiful. Second, acceptance is key. I know, easier said than done. But truly accepting who you are, ADHD and all, allows you to stop fighting against the current and start riding the waves. It doesn't mean giving up on your goals or settling for mediocrity. It means working with your brain's strengths and acknowledging its challenges. Ditch the comparison game. Social media can be a breeding ground for feeling inadequate, especially when surrounded by seemingly perfect lives. Remember, what you see online is often curated and filtered, not reality. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your wins, big and small, and learn from your stumbles. Fourth, find your tribe. Connecting with others who understand your ADHD experience can be incredibly validating and empowering. It's like having a secret society of awesome weirdos who get you. Find online communities, local support groups, or even just good friends who offer a listening ear and a non-judgmental space to be yourself. And finally, remember that self-care is not selfish, it's essential. When your cup is full, you can better handle the challenges of life with ADHD. This means prioritizing activities that bring you joy, nurturing your physical health, setting boundaries when needed, and practicing self-compassion. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a party. You're surrounded by people who seem to effortlessly navigate conversations, remember names, and dance like professionals. Meanwhile, you're internally freaking out, trying to keep track of everyone's stories, struggling to find the right words, and secretly wishing you could escape to a quiet corner with a good book. Sound familiar? This is where acceptance comes in. Instead of beating yourself up for feeling overwhelmed, acknowledge those feelings, remind yourself that your brain works differently, and focus on connecting with people genuinely. Maybe strike up a conversation about a shared interest, offer a listening ear, or simply enjoy the company of those who make you feel comfortable. Remember, acceptance isn't about pretending everything is perfect, it's about embracing the whole package, quirks and all. It's about finding joy in your unique way of experiencing the world, even when things get messy. So, my friends, what are we taking away from today's episode? ADHD isn't a battle to be won, it's a journey to be embraced. Understanding your brain wiring is the first step towards acceptance, and acceptance unlocks a whole new level of self-love and empowerment. Now, I want to hear from you. Share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder that their ADHD brain is beautiful and capable. And let me know in the comments how you're practicing acceptance in your own life. Don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of ADHD, but make it spiritual. See you tomorrow.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.